seven sparks which light the whole world. Under many names men worship them, and under many forms we honor them. But know this, they are but lights held in the hands of the compassionate ones. Thou seest them gleaming through the darkness on yonder mountain peaks. What mountains are these that surround us? Asked the pilgrim. And why stand together alone? These are the lofty mountains, the high places of the world, which are always concealed from the world below by clouds and mists. Answered the old man. We are the sweetest watchers of the destiny of worlds. We stand on these lofty mountains, that all the world may have these sparks of light. My torch was lighted from the altar of cosmos, and has never gone out. I have stood here since the dawn of time, since these mountains rose from the darkness of chaos. Faithful to these children of men, whose eyes have discerned the mountain peaks, from whence cometh their light. I'm not lonely, dearer than with the ice and snow. Yea, verily, answered the old man, a strange, sad look in his eyes. We are ever alone. We are the seven watchers through the nights of human ages. The compassionate sons of humanity are our lords and masters. Here through the ages we stand. We are the lonely ones, and these mountain tops are our homes. But surely, Father, others will come to relieve your vigil with whom you rest, and they will hold aloft your lamp. Alas, my son, for ages we have waited, but none will hold our lights. But surely some come to help you, some climb these mountains. Yes, replied the keeper of the lamp, the path has been worn smooth by many feet, but when those who come here felt the cold chill of the night on the mountaintop, heard the sighs of the wind chilled by the breath of glaciers, they stayed but a little while. Then they drew the folds of their garments about them, and returned again to the valley below. It is too cold, too lonely, too silent. There is no glory in carrying this light, no honor in the sight of men, no reward but the endless vigil. We indeed will even try to keep alight this solitary place. The pilgrim thought for a few moments, his heart too full for words. At last he turned to the old man, saying, Father, let me hold your lamp. Let me keep aloft your beacon light, that those upon the other mountains will know if you have been true to your trust. With only one raised his head, his great eyes gazed long and searchingly at the pilgrim. Then he pointed upward to the sky, where far above the mountain tops, the orbs of heaven shone down in silent glory, and the great procession of the stars marched on